It's cloudy and 53 degrees in Atlantic at 7:06. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast is calling for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers this morning and again later this afternoon. Some of those storms could be strong to severe, especially off to our south. We look for a high around 78 with winds south-southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. In the news, police in Glenwood said Friday a local man had been arrested on sexual abuse, kidnapping, and indecent contact with a child charges. 66-year-old Daniel Logan Walden of Glenwood was arrested on a charge of first-degree kidnapping, two counts of second-degree sexual abuse, and indecent contact with a child. Walden is accused of sexually abusing a child under the age of 12 after luring the child into his residence. An investigation into the incident continues, and authorities are asking anyone who may have additional information regarding Walden's alleged activities to contact Glenwood Police Officer Rose Ives or Police Chief Eric Johansson at 712-527-9920. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson reported yesterday that one person was arrested early Friday morning following an investigation into an incident in Exira that allegedly occurred late Thursday night. 49-year-old David Lee Nelson of Exira was arrested at around 12:50 a.m. Friday on a charge of domestic assault. Nelson was being held without bond in the Audubon County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. A collision in Atlantic Thursday afternoon caused $7,000 damage altogether, but no one was injured. The Atlantic Police Department reported Friday that a vehicle driven by Ty Jordan of Atlantic rear-ended a vehicle driven by Tammy Jens of Lewis at the intersection of 7th and Olive Streets Thursday. The accident took place around 4:20 p.m. as Jens was stopped at the traffic lights headed eastbound on 7th Street. Jordan was cited for failure to maintain control and no proof of insurance. Residents in Harlan will see an increase in electricity rates beginning in July. In a Board of Trustees meeting held Thursday, Harlan Municipal Utilities set in motion to approve a 4% increase in electric rates starting on July the 1st. The board approved the recommendation from John Burmeister of Public Financial Management, or PFM. Burmeister had proposed the recommendation at a previous HMU board meeting in April. In other news, HMU said a transformer along Industrial Avenue in Harlan had failed Wednesday afternoon, causing a disruption in the distribution system. The failure led to a loss of power to customers in the South 12th Street area of Harlan. The outage began around 3:40 p.m. Wednesday, and crews were able to restore power to all customers by 4:30 p.m. that same day. The Nottoway Valley and Cam school districts are closer to an agreement that would allow the districts to share one superintendent, save money, and receive incentive funds. The Nottoway Valley School Board voted unanimously Thursday night to enter into a sharing agreement for the services of a superintendent with the Cam school district. As expected, the CAM board will approve the agreement during their meeting this coming week. If that happens, the arrangement would help to offset recent budget cuts at Nottoway Valley and may reverse some of their decisions regarding budget. Both districts stand to benefit from a superintendent sharing agreement because the Iowa legislature approved a new 5-year program for operational sharing that allows cooperative districts to count 8 additional students for each of the next 5 years. That amounts to about $50,000 per year. Letter carriers across Iowa will be doing more than just delivering the mail today. They'll also be picking up donations for food pantries. Harley Tapper, the postmaster in Webster City, says the annual Stamp Out Hunger Day was started 22 years ago.
It's the largest one in the country. It's been going on for many, many years, and millions of pounds of food get collected and distributed to local food pantries.
Nationwide, letter carriers collect 74.4 million pounds of food items during last year's Stamped Out Hunger Day. Iowans can help the effort today by leaving canned food for their mail carrier to pick up.
We ask for people to put non-perishable food items in a bag by their mailbox or mail receptacle.
And since the National Association of Letter Carriers food drive began in 1992, nearly 1.3 billion pounds of food has been collected. Cass County Veterans Affairs Director Mitch Holmes is putting out a call to all honorably discharged veterans in the county in hopes that they will apply to fill a seat on the Cass County Veterans Commission. Applicants must be honorably discharged veterans who reside in Cass County. The 3-year commission term begins on July the 1st of 2014, and to apply for the position, you must provide proof of military service and meet the requirements outlined in Iowa Code 35.1. The deadline for applications is May the 30th. For applications and more information, you can contact the Veterans Affairs Office located inside the Cass County Courthouse at 5 West 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-6662. And finally, in the news, officials with Connections Area Agency on Aging say the organization is looking to fill open positions on their board of directors. The openings are for professional volunteers who want to help develop and improve the service planning and the budget for the 20 counties in western, southwest Iowa, and southern Iowa. The board members meet on the last Thursday of each month and serve a 3-year term of service. Connections AAA is looking for candidates with the following skills: marketing, strategic planning, fund development, and disability services. But they also value other unique skill sets, and a commitment to make a positive impact on seniors is critical. If you're interested, contact Kelly Butts at Connections Area Agency on Aging. You can email him or you can call a phone number, 800-432-9209, extension 1013, to declare your interest and receive an application form. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Robert Bob Jameson Sr., age 83, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Bob Jameson Sr. will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lois Galpin, age 77, of Tulsa, Oklahoma, died Monday. Funeral services for Lois Galpin will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Douglas Doug Brian Miller, age 37, of Cumberland and formerly of Council Bluffs, died Monday. Funeral services for Doug Miller will be this Monday at 11 o'clock at the Cutler O'Neill Myron Woodring, Bayless Park Chapel Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Joseph Bud Frederick Shute, age 92, of Wahoo, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died Thursday. Funeral services for Bud Shute will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Ionan Johnston, age 82, of Stewart, died Thursday in Johnston. Funeral services for Ionan Johnston will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Stephen Lynn, age 50, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Stephen Lynn will be Tuesday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Nancy Young, age 77, of Oakland, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Nancy Young will be held on June the 5th at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Larry Warrior, age 81, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Creston Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Larry Warrior are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Bertha Johnson, age 87, of Fontenelle, died Friday at her daughter's home in Clive. Funeral services for Bertha Johnson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.